Well, howdy guys. Now, this is going to be a strange video. Now, I'm getting on in the years, if you know what I mean. And when you do get older and you think you never will, you kind of look back on your life. And I'm talking when I was a young boy. When I lived in Canada, in a small town, village almost, only 800 people. I think there was about 1,000 dogs, though. But I shouldn't complain about that, because I had a dog as well. A Labrador. And the dog went everywhere with me. Fishing, hunting, even went to school with me. But I really never knew how lucky I really was. It was a perfect place for a young boy. You had the forest, the rivers, the lakes. And of course you had your bicycle. Mine was a brand new one, bought to me by my sister, who was older than me. And in those days you could buy something from the hardware store on the tick. But it was a bog-standard bike. But of course I had to buy a banana seat from Canadian Tire and ape hangers. And when we were doing something, we were doing it on bikes. And now as I think back on it, I'm an old fart, I think what a sort of charmed life I had as a small boy. These small little towns, a perfect place for a young boy to grow up. When I got into my near teens, we left the place, which at the time really cheesed me off, leaving all my friends, going to the city. But as it turns out, it was the best thing. Because these small towns are great for young boys or young people. But when they get into their teens and that, they want something more. And they're bored in these small towns. They're looking for excitement. And these small towns are great, but not so much in excitement. When they get into sort of mischief, start drinking, doing drugs, to kind of kill the boredom. When I got a lot older, man, I kind of visited back to the small town I was in. And some of the friends that I knew had died at a pretty young age because of taking too many drugs or died of alcohol. Of course, maybe they were just people that were prone to it, and it would have happened anywhere. But a few of them were still there that had lived it all the time, and they were fine. They were living simple lives. And there's absolutely nothing wrong there in that. But I found I really had nothing really to talk with them about. Nothing in common. Of course, now I'm living in the cement city. A crowded cement city. Where you can't go anywhere without somebody being there already. You can't walk out into the forest and just be alone. And I do sort of think of this small town when I was a boy. Thinking I'd love to be there right now. Of course, parenting in those days was different as well. You used to go out the door and used to say, what time shall I be back when it gets dark? And because of the freedom we were given in those days, it made us more responsible. Well, I'm just wondering if there's any guy out there that maybe had a sort of similar sort of childhood, living in a small town, but then left the town and sort of went back later. You know, I think back in my mind and I can't think of one time or bad time of living in a small town as a boy. We used to go out at night and catch fireflies and put them in a jar. We used to go out at, say, midnight and grab the dew worms from the garden for fishing the next day. Of course, in those days, we also used to hitchhike a lot. And because it's such a small area, we always knew who was picking us up. Maybe I'm just an old guy looking back. And maybe it seems better than it really was. But in my mind, it's probably the best times I've ever had. Well, the sad thing is, that's probably gonna be it. Sounds like my last will and testament here. By God, it's 21 degrees here and hot and sunny. It's bloody amazing. I think I'm gonna have a daiquiri. Take it easy, guys.